Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy show, because this show is all about inspiration. Not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after, well, 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing potential clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to assess people's thought patterns and from that, help them rework their perspectives so they can increase their confidence and live life more authentically. So I'm super excited to introduce Carrie M. Now, Carrie is a confidence and mindset life coach who specializes in helping young adults shed the fear, anxieties, and pressure of judgments from others, allowing them to live life authentically, be who they are, and take up space. Now, she offers one-on-one sessions to work with her personally and also has a community on Facebook, Live Life Authentically, that is filled with tips, tricks, and confidence life hacks to help guide people on their journey. Well, welcome, Carrie. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you. I am very excited to be here. I appreciate you choosing me to be on your show.
Absolutely. And, I just got to tell you, I love how you are helping young adults gain that confidence to just be themselves and own their uniqueness. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is kind of the dream job, right? This is what I've been working for my whole life is kind of figuring out who I am, what I want to do, and I finally dialed in that this is how I want to help the world, and I'm doing it.
Nice. Yeah, I love that. I love that alignment and clarity. And it's like, oh, that, perfect fit. So, but it, I'm always the top of my question for me is what exactly was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching practice?
So there's a long answer and a short answer here. The short answer
Okay.
is the tipping point. It's the pandemic.
The pandemic. All right.
So yeah, I was working a different job. I was working in management, climbing that ladder, and the pandemic hit and kind of shattered everything that like it did for many of us. So I used that opportunity to reassess what it was I wanted to do. Like I said a minute ago, that this is something I've been working towards my whole life, or it's been in the back of my head that I want to help people in some way. So I took some time to just, I left my job actually. I was fortunate enough not to be let go, but I did end up leaving my job. I took a few months off and I decided to just really assess what my purpose was here and what I wanted to do. And so that's what got me started in this. That's the short answer. It doesn't sound short though.
Well, I love the fact that this, what I hear is though it wasn't just the pandemic. The pandemic provided the opportunity to reflect and kind of put in the details, but this idea of somehow, helping people in a bigger way sounds like it's been a part of your thinking in the back of your head for a long time.
Yes, absolutely. And I've been a manager for a long time. I think that is a big catalyst as well, is just being a manager, you end up coaching people a lot. Like that's your job, is to assess them and move them forward in their journey. So
True. Yeah, increase that productivity and loyalty and bring out their qualities so that they're happy and yeah, so that makes perfect sense how that experience really transferred over. So how long then, the pandemic, what it hit obviously February of 2020. Well, how long have you had your coaching practice then? And has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
Yeah, I started my business, Carrie M, at the spring of 2021. So I spent a lot of 2020 in reflection. And then when the new year hit, I decided to go forward with Carrie M. So It's definitely changed. When you build a business, you definitely, like, you start with one idea, and then as you learn more, that idea changes and it evolves, and then it goes back to the original idea, and then it comes a new idea. So, I mean, it's gone from programs to one-on-one coaching to, like, back to programs and things. Right now I'm in the one-on-one coaching phase because I really want to make sure that I'm getting to know the people that I want to help, and I fully mm-hmm. understand who they are and how I can help them.
Right. Yeah, no, that definitely is important. You know, the programs are great to really leverage yourself and to transfer your knowledge in a way that it's like, here it is, you know, boom, just plug in and you've got it. But really working one-on-one is how you build that clarity around, you know, your ideal client and how you can best serve them. So yeah, I love that. And so, but your focus on supporting young adults has been there from the beginning of starting this work as a mindset and confidence coach.
Absolutely. Yeah. I actually employed my own coach to help me get all, you know, when everything's inside your brain, you don't always see it clearly. So I employed my own coach, my own life coach, to help me get everything out of my brain and very clearly what I wanted. And there was one moment that I was working with her that I just, like, went off on a rant about, like, this is how I am and this is what I want to do. And I just wish I could give this to other people. It was like 5 minutes and she was just staring at me. Like, she's like, Carrie, that's it.
Yeah. Right.
That's what you want. Like, this is what, like, you just, like, lit up like a Christmas tree. I was like, yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah. That's very detectable from somebody else, you know, when they look and like, wow, you just lined up with exactly what it is that will, you know, inspire you to really serve in a big way. So yeah, I love that. So the process of starting your own business, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way?
It's definitely the business part. That buzzword right there is business. So I'm more theoretical. I think of my own thought patterns. I think of, like, how my emotions relate to my actions and things. The analytical side of, like, you know, finding leads and generating all of that and marketing and stuff that's a hurdle for me. That's an uphill battle.
Right.
So the business part is definitely something I'm learning still.
Yes, it is a progression of acquiring those new skills. You know, nobody was, well, at least I haven't come across anybody who was born with all the skills to start and run a business. It usually is, you know, we go to college to get a degree and then we still have to learn more when you get a job, you know? And so starting a business, whether you have a degree or not, it's always an evolution. So yeah, I'm assuming that in order to gain those additional skills, you plugged into other experts, or what did, you know, can you share maybe one specific technique that you use to gain some new skills that you felt you were lacking?
Yeah, actually, I again hired a different life coach on that. Well, I wouldn't call it a life coach. I guess I'd call that a business coach. So I did follow my own advice and decided to get help. That's one of my big tenets, is that it's okay to ask for help. We can't do everything ourselves. We're not experts in every single field. So we're going to get through life a lot easier if we employ other people's generosity. So
nice.
So after doing the life coach and figuring out what it was I wanted to do, I got a business coach, and that was probably the best idea that I could have ever gotten. I saw results, like very tangible results within weeks, you know, like they would say, do this, do X, Y, and Z. And I did X, Y, and Z.
Get
and
it.
I was like, poof, there it is. And I was like, huh, that works. Which it's not that I couldn't figure those things out, but it would have taken me much longer to figure those things out, or right. I would have given up before I got there, you know?
Yeah. And a lot of trial and error along mm-hmm, the way.
Exactly.
So, yeah. That's great. And, you know, Carrie, you're obviously an expert at helping young adults, you know, really overcome those fears, those anxieties, and, you know, pressure of judgments from others. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment, the sales part of being in business? So this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part? I know you talked about, you know, marketing and lead generation, that kind of thing. So specific to building your business with getting new clients, enrolling them, are there any frustrations or challenges you have there?
Yeah, definitely. I am very congenial. I get along with lots of people. It's why I made a good manager for a long time, because people tend to like me. And I tend to like people. Mm-hmm. But so I build rapport really easily with people. But when you are in the sales position, it's harder to put yourself in as like a business authority of like, I'm, you know, selling something, here's something that I'd like you to buy, and not necessarily in the schmarmy, like, please buy my things, but like, I can help you and I would love to enroll you if it's a good fit kind of thing. So I struggle to get to that point. I kind of get stuck in like the friendship area where I just want to like hang out with these people and get to know them. And like, I just want to help people. And so I get stuck on like helping people and not selling my offer.
Right. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. And you're definitely not alone in that, because a lot of people that love people, they want to just give. And it's because they're experts, the information and the knowledge is just so natural to them. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just
spilled
like,
out.
Easy fix. It's almost like having a good friend who's a car mechanic and, you know, you got something wrong and he said, oh, let me just take care of that. You know, blah, blah, blah. You would have taken it into the shop and it would have been, you know, 2 hours of labor and, you know, so that's $300 and, you know, but for them it was easy. So same kind of thing. It sounds like it's going on for you. Oh, this is easy. Let me just give you some information here. And so then transitioning into, well, so this is how I work with people and this is more of an official type offer. It sounds like is where it sort of has you not feeling as comfortable or confident. Is that right?
Yeah, that sounds like a good assessment.
Yeah. So it's interesting because there are several different prongs to this answer. And I don't want to monopolize the whole interview. So the prongs are, okay, first off, in establishing your expertise, that's really important, because if people are hiring you or engaging with you for your expertise, they have to know that you really are going to be head and shoulders above going into Google and doing a few dozen searches. So establishing that expertise is really super important. And there are several ways to do that really authentically in a way that has that sense of conversation continue without it sounding like you're just suddenly turning into, so I've got X years of this and I do that. And this, you know, more of like reading your biography or something. So the other prong that's so critical that will help you stand in your strength and really have more authority when it comes to the offer is to have an offer that showcases really the value of your work in a way that speaks to your process or, you know, this zone of genius. Like when I brought you into the show, you know, that zone of genius is, you know, your ability to assess people's thought patterns and from that help them rework their perspectives. I mean, right there, it's just like, oh my God, how do you do that? You know, and so when you speak to that, again, for you, it sounds like, easy peasy, not a big deal. But for somebody from the outside, they're like, whoa, that's amazing. And so I think you are probably not, I mean, you're kind of getting sucked into the fact, oh, this is so easy. It's not a big deal. And really, it is a big deal. And the work that you do is perceived by your potential clients as being like, wow, that's really, you know, powerful. That's impressive. So when you shift your mindset to own your own, own your own expertise and realize that even though it's easy for you and it really is your superpower, it's not for others. And just knowing that. And so you can be congenial and everything. And just when you present your offer, know that it's powerful, you know, and that's just comes down to mindset. But the other thing, like I said, of being able to express your expertise, there are several techniques that are super important and easy. And that's just simply sharing how you have gained your expertise, like, you know, referencing, you know, for 7 years, I did this, or through my management career, I was doing this, or, you know, things that help your potential client understand how you gained your skills, even if they're innate. So hopefully those two things help you, you know, just really continue being authentic in your sales conversation, enrollment conversations, and be you, but then also be able to establish that, you know, more of an expert or authority. So
yeah, absolutely.
Be sure to let me know how this rolls. And after talking with a few people, I'm always curious to hear the feedback. So, and you know, it's interesting to me, Carrie, because, you know, I'm thinking about the pandemic and how it's really created such a big impact for people in general, you know, whether you're a young person going to school or a young adult, you know, maybe starting a career, or a young adult, you know, in college, or obviously adults with responsibilities of taking care of their families, you know, the health, the financial, the whole social protocol, just the isolation, all those things have kind of rocked our world, right? Mm-hmm. And so I'm just curious, you know, what impact has the pandemic had on the work that you do?
So I'm seeing it in two different forms. It's manifesting in a couple of ways. The first one is with jobs. I think this one was probably pre-pandemic, but it's been exacerbated by the pandemic, is a lot of us, we take the safe route, right? We go to college and we find, like me, that's what I did. I found a management job. I worked my way up through that ladder. You know, mm-hmm. You find something that you don't love, but it's good enough and it, you know, feeds you and houses you. And then you find out years later that, you know, you're miserable and you hate waking up every day. Exactly. So I think as a young adult, we have this issue of, you know, what direction do I want to go? Like, I have these options of like, these are my dreams and I want to pursue these things, but should I play it safe and, you know, find some sort of corporate job? And I think we've all seen with the job market lately and how that's fluctuating and just like the general talk around, you know, like, what is a livable wage and all of those, what people are expecting with benefits and things like that. It's really confusing right now when you are just entering the job market, or you've just entered it right at the start of the pandemic, you know, right, to kind of figure out what you're worth, what you can go after. You know, do you want to go after the safe job? Do you want to go after the like daring job? And just like, so that's one way that I'm definitely seeing it show up in young adults, is this confusion on like, where do I go now? What do I do?
Right.
The second one is the anxiety aspect. I think the whole world, you know, with the pandemic, because mm-hmm. our anxiety is definitely higher. We're all a little bit more short fused. We're all a little bit more uncomfortable just with everyday tasks. Mm-hmm. And so you see this trend, especially on social media, of like leaning into the anxiety, which in one way, I really enjoy us being self-aware of like, you don't have to be happy all the time. We don't have to be perfect and productive all the time. We can take rests and we can be upset and feel all of our feelings. But I think it can go too far, especially in the younger generations. It can just go to this place where like, all we're doing is complaining and talking about how much we hate being an adult, how much we hate, you know, having to do anything, life sucks, I'm just gonna, you know, hide under the covers until Christmas, these kind of comments and stuff, which can be funny in context, but for the most part, I think it's breeding a lot more anxiety. Yeah. So that is another thing that I've been trying to tackle through my work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. Social media is not necessarily the best platform for wellness. It kind of stirs things up. So yeah, that makes sense that those areas would really call for somebody of your expertise to be able to bridge that gap and stabilize things and really provide people with the tools to tap into their own uniqueness in a confident way. So, you know, and speaking of that, maybe you could just share a little bit more specifically about how you do work with young adults who want to finally be empowered about who they are and feel that confidence about being themselves. Can you share a little bit about your philosophy or your approach?
Yeah, absolutely. So my approach comes to thought patterns. As you mentioned before, I assess thought patterns. Usually we feel like we are a slave to what our minds tell us. Like our minds tell us something and we can't help what we feel. And that's just how it is. That is who I am. And then we stop there and we just let all of these roadblocks stop us from changing, from trying to grow, from pursuing the things that we want. So my process is to assess what those limiting beliefs are. We do one-on-one counseling together so that we can see what it is that is repeating itself in their brains. And then we can kind of reframe that, get a different perspective and create distance between what our brains are initially thinking and what is actually true and real in the world. And when you start to build those patterns, you break the old patterns and build the patterns of creating that distance. That's how you can start changing your reactions and changing your actions. You don't react immediately. You act in a way that is more deliberate. And then you see the results of the things that you want happening.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I was just writing that all down. I mean, it makes so much sense and you make it sound so clear, but when we're trapped in those type things and, you know, those patterns are stealth, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. It's century, a millennia of survival tactics of your brain, you know, teaching you not to die, which makes sense, but we're not in imminent danger these days. So, well, except for the pandemic.
Typically there are no lions and tigers and bears about to, you know, attack us.
Typically,
but yeah, our brain still is in that mode of going to protect you, going to keep you alive, survive and thrive in a way that keeps you safe and not always, that doesn't always serve us in life, you know, and going beyond those comfort zones. So yeah, I love that. So assess thought patterns, assess, which allows you to identify or, you know, uncover those limiting beliefs, right? And what's repeating itself over and over and over that's causing those feelings, right, of anxiety and fear.
Mm-hmm.
And then create a distance, which then allows the patterns to kind of stop firing. Is that right?
Exactly. You just kind of break that pattern.
Break the pattern.
Yeah, fire, like the little pistons firing, I guess.
Yeah. And then that's when you can get in and do your work in terms of helping them gain new perspectives. Yeah, it makes perfect sense. Easier said than done, but that's your expertise. Mm-hmm. So Carrie, how can listeners learn more about you and this great work that you're doing?
Well, I'm big on social media, so you can always find me on Instagram, which is at Carrie.M, Kerri.Emme. I'm also on Facebook, Carrie M, same spelling, but just two words, as in a first and a last name. And I have a Facebook community that I have just got off the ground. I'm very excited about. It's called Live Life Authentically. So I've been inviting people to join that community. It's a Facebook group where I do kind of tips and tricks and lives and coaching and things just to give an idea of who I am and what I'm trying to get out to the world.
Nice. All right. Fantastic. So that's Instagram. Your handle there is at Kerri.M. And Kerri is with one R, Kerri.Emme. And then Facebook is Kerri M, all one word. And then it sounds like this group, this Facebook community is really a great opportunity to just tap into not only the support of a community, but you're popping into that group and sharing wisdom and expertise and providing lots of insight, sounds like.
Yes, absolutely. That's what I want it too, is to have a like-minded people who are working towards the same kind of things. You guys can share your own journeys and your own questions and tips as well. And then I'll be in there as well to help chat and give insight.
Yeah.
Oh, and there's also a website if anyone is interested, kerrim.com, if you're welcome to travel there as well.
All right. I love the continuity with your branding. It's Kerri M.
Nice and simple.
One little Kerri dot, M. You know, with the exception of for your Facebook or no, for
Instagram.
Instagram. Yeah. So kerrim.com. All right. Fantastic. And, you know, Kerri, it's just been so great hearing these little golden nuggets of wisdom that you've been sharing. And if I could tap on you one last time in our conversation here, in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice? I know that you shared about, you know, seeking professionals to fill in those gaps, but is there anything? I mean, that was huge right there, but can you share some wisdom around what might support a fellow entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Yeah. One of my big pillars in what I do is that no decision is wrong. Mm. It's all data. So that's what I've really tried to harken back to a lot of times when I'm starting my own business and growing it, is that when I feel myself getting stuck on like, is this the right thing to do? Should I be doing this other thing? There is no should, there is no right or wrong. You do something and you learn from it. So right. I think there's a, in the business world, a lot of people talk about there's no failure as long as you try again, you know, as long as you keep trying, it's just data. Mm-hmm. So, and that's kind of a similar idea to like any decision you make, you're going to get information from, you're going to learn from it, and it may pay off really well, or it might not pay off great, but now you know, mm-hmm. and you can go a different direction.
Yeah. That's a great perspective. I love that because, you know, let's face it, you know, scientists, I mean, there's R&D departments, right? Research mm-hmm. and development, research and development. A part of all that they do is to try something and, oh, that didn't work. Let's try something else. Oh, that didn't work. You know, I mean, that's their job.
Exactly.
Yet when we suddenly, you know, when we jump into business for ourselves and we meet with something that is, that doesn't turn out the way we had hoped, then it's like, oh, I'm a failure, you know, and that's, maybe I'm not cut out for this. And, you know, it's so devastating. So I love that perspective of it's just all data. Mm-hmm. Learn, course correction, tweak, keep going. Don't do that again.
Right.
Or do more of that. So yeah, that's great. That is fantastic. Well, thank you for sharing that.
Absolutely.
And, yeah. And like I said, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from your career that you had as a in management, where you were helping people. And then, you know, the pandemic provided that opportunity for you to do some self-reflecting and really lean into something that aligned more with the passion and the unique expertise that you innately have. And now this impactful work you're doing as a confidence and mindset life coach, helping young adults shed the fear, anxieties, and pressure of judgments from others, and allowing them to live life authentically and be who they are and take up space. So I've really enjoyed our conversation. And I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. It's been a delight.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Carrie M through her various social platforms. That's Instagram is at carrie.m, E-M-M-E. Facebook is Carrie M. And be sure to join her Facebook community, Live Life Authentically, as well as check out her website, carriem.com. All right. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of what I call compassionate selling, where you've fully supported your potential clients' decision-making process by providing them with everything they need to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. So are you 100% confident that you're fully supporting your potential clients? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Carrie M. And as always, here's to your success.